Good morning, everybody. My name, once again, is Michelle Wood, and I work with the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health and the Renew LA County Initiative. And I'm very excited to be here today at this panel and to be with all of my colleagues here and be in Washington. I used to actually live here, so it's been a while since I've been back here. But the goal of my presentation today is to share with you how LAUSD, the Los Angeles Unified School District, which Mike had mentioned is the second largest school district in the nation, is working towards early adoption of the Institute of Medicine recommendations to increase access to healthier meals, and I'll talk a little bit about what the IOM recommendations are in a minute. And I hope that I can share broadly how the district's policy systems and environmental change approach can act as a model for other school districts around the nation who are doing similar work around school nutrition. I have no relationships to disclose. So a little bit of background around my project in Renew LA County. Renew LA County is an initiative funded by the U.S. Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CPPW, initiative. And LA County received $16 million, actually, about a year and a half ago. We actually received $32 million, but half of that was towards tobacco prevention, and $16 million went to obesity prevention activities. And Renew seeks to improve nutrition, increase physical activity, and reduce obesity in LA County. LA Unified, to get some context, operates the second, the largest school breakfast program in the nation and the second largest national school lunch program in the United States. And this actually translates into approximately 650,000 student meals served daily. And food is served at approximately 800 sites across LA. And 80%, majority of our students are actually qualified for free and reduced price meals. Statistic in 2009-2010, the district served more than 122 million meals in 1 year, which makes the district one of the largest food purchasers in the county and in the state of California. I think you probably have heard a little bit about some of the work the district has done over the last decade. I view the district as a national leader in promoting access to healthy food. They were one of the first districts in the nation that actually banned soda and junk food. I don't remember if you guys remember Marlene Cantor's work from the Board of Education and LA Unified. There was some tremendous amount of leadership back in the early 2000s. So how is LAUSD using policy to change the school food environment? Well, one of the key objectives under the Renew Initiative is the Department of Public Health's partnerships with four school districts, and one of those school districts is LA Unified School District. We're also partnering with two community-based organizations, the California Food Policy Advocates and the Urban Environmental Policy Institute. And these two agencies in LA County are actually providing direct technical assistance with our school districts on menu planning. Both of these agencies include dietitians that have been helping the district plan their menus, provide ideas on food items and recipe development, as well as key implementation issues. And all four districts, as I already mentioned, are working towards early adoption and implementation of the National Institute of Medicine School Meal Recommendations. And what are the IOM recommendations? Well, IOM came out with a report back in 2009 which provided recommendations to the USDA on how they should revamp their school nutrition standards. And some of the key recommendations included limits on calories, fat, trying to reduce the sodium within the school meals program, as well as increasing fruits and vegetables, both the variety and color, as well as increasing access, the amount of fruit and vegetables on the plate. So throughout my presentation, I'm going to try to cover a handful of things. I'm going to highlight how LA Unified District has worked to integrate the new IOM recommendations within their menu planning and procurement processes, as well as the policy that they're currently working to adopt. Talk about challenges and key facilitators' successes throughout my presentation, and then discuss the real critical role of community partners and stakeholders in the adoption and implementation process. So let's actually begin to talk about how the district has aligned their menus with IOM, and then I'll look at and talk to you a little bit about where the district is in the process of institutionalizing these new nutrition standards through their school wellness policy. So how has the district aligned their new menu? So I'm going to talk a little bit about three components to LUSD's efforts to develop a student-driven menu. The first area, which I would argue is probably the most critical component, is engagement with key community organizations. The district has been convening for a handful of years two committees, the first, the LUSD Cafeteria Improvement Committee, and that committee has subcommittees, and I was lucky to be a part of the LUSD Menu Development Committee. And this committee actually began convening in the beginning of the CPPW program last fall, and this committee really was an opportunity and a space where collaboration with students and parents and chefs within the community, as well as dietitians, internal district staff, as well as key policy and advocacy organizations, including our partners, the California Food Policy Advocates and the Urban Environmental Policy Institute. This was a space for them to collaborate, to provide recommendations on food items, as well as new recipes the district that could actually embark on use, as well as a space where parents and students could provide recommendations on what would they like to see within the school menu, as well as in a school nutrition policy. The second component to the menu planning process was compliance review. The district went through an extensive review of the Institute of Medicine recommendations, as well as which I will explain quickly. The IOM recommendations informed what ended up being in the USDA's proposed rule on the school meal nutrition standards. So I'm going to use those two documents. They're basically very similar. So the district went through an extensive process of looking at where was the district now with their menu and where do they need to go to be able to meet the IOM recommendations. And they actually developed a lengthy 40-page white paper that was submitted to the USDA talking about their concerns and their issues around and challenges around implementing the IOM recommendations. And the third critical area is recipe development and testing and refining of the new products. So you can see I have a picture up there. That's LUSD's executive chef, Mark Beta. And he was instrumental in working closely with the menu development committee and parents and students and key stakeholders, as well as working with our category food supply vendors who helped develop many of the new recipes and food products within the district's new menu. I would argue that the last point I wanted to talk about is our student taste testing within the district. The district actually embarked on testing all of the new menu items with 30,000 students within the district between March and August, which was a phenomenal process, and I actually was able to be part of that process. So, you know, the district can really say that this menu has student-driven, and it's been student-approved. So on a parallel track, the district worked to procure the new food products. I want to just quickly just step back and explain that a handful of years ago, a new food service management team actually came into the district, and they developed a new business model to improve purchasing cost efficiencies by getting the major supply partners to agree to five-year contracts rather than the usual annual purchasing review. And this has been critical for the district as far as purchasing power. And these five-year contracts with the beef, potato, turkey, chicken, and perishable commodity partners has been instrumental in those five-year contracts. The district was able to negotiate marketing dollars, which would be used to promote all of the new menu products over the next 5 years. And this actually, I'm going to talk about the campaign that was launched by the categorical food partners later in my presentation, but this has been real critical. These partnerships with the categorical partners have been real critical into the launch of this new menu. And as part of the food procurement process this year, the district procured more locally grown produce within a 200-mile radius, as well as increasing their purchasing of fruits and vegetables. In 2006 and 2007, the district purchased approximately $2 million worth of fruits and vegetables. And if you look now, we're now purchasing $20 million in fruits and vegetables. So we've seen a huge shift with the introduction of this new health-centered food service management team that we have at the district now. So what are some of the key nutrition changes that have been made within the menu and the procurement process to meet the IOM recommendations? Well, we are seeing a wider range of ethnic foods and the elimination of most of the fast food type of items. The district has limited cheese and breaded items. There's more vegetarian items and additional whole wheat and grains. There's been the elimination of all canned food and frozen fruits and vegetables. The district is only serving fresh fruit and vegetables. And you'll hear me in a minute talk a little bit about the elimination of flavored milk, which got national attention. And as already mentioned, the district is moving forward in procuring more locally grown produce. So let me actually click to the next slide quickly and share with you a quick comparison. You look at the left, this was last year's menu, some of the products on the lunch menu for, I believe this was secondary. You see a lot of traditionally fast food type items, burritos, pizza. Now, I will say a lot of those products were healthier. Some of those products are whole grain. You can see the turkey, pepperoni. Look at the right. That's a pretty drastic difference. You're seeing very multi-ethnic products. You're seeing a tremendous amount of introductions of vegetarian items. And establishing just a huge culture shift in our menu. So let me show you a quick, let me go forward here. Let me go backwards now. I think that's what I, how do I get this going here? This is a clip of our local embassy channel, which showcased the introductions of the menu items in LA County. Great. So I apologize if you couldn't hear that, but that was basically Executive Chef Mark Beta showcasing a lot of the menu products that I just described in the last slide. So moving forward to talk about policy, the actual nutrition policy, the district has also been working to try to institutionalize these nutrition changes through a school board motion. We had some early success back in June of 2000, earlier this year in June. Folks may recall, you may have seen it in the news, the district actually adopted a new policy to eliminate flavored milk, our chocolate and strawberry milk. But they've also been working, and I'm not sure if there's been as much attention around this, but also been working to develop a new school wellness policy that will include the institutionalization of the IOM nutrition recommendations as well as other key policy changes. I just wanted to mention some of the critical components that have been successful as far as the current status of the policy development. You know, the Food Services Division has really been the key driver, which is not typical in a lot of policy initiatives and policy change work. LAUSD itself is the policy champion, and it's been their vision to make these changes internally. You may have heard about Chef Jamie Oliver and may have seen the food revolution. And Jamie has been also very instrumental in the flavored milk debate and continues to have a presence in the county as well, because he's in Long Beach now, one of our other communities in the county. But he continues to play a critical role in advancing changes. And as I already talked about the menu committee meeting, but that committee has been instrumental. And our partners, the Healthy School Food Coalition and California Food Policy Advocates, have been instrumental. The policy actually has not been adopted yet, and I wanted to outline a couple of the challenges and barriers to this process. One of the areas I wanted to mention is the district actually just went through a new school board process, We have a brand new superintendent, and actually he stood up in June and made the decision around the flavored milk. So I really do believe we have a strong champion internally within the district. But we have competing priorities. The district is laying off teachers every other month, and with the district's budget constraints, it's been a challenge. And additionally, I just wanted to mention that the Child Nutrition Reauthorization Bill, which set forward the process around the USDA standards, that is not finalized yet. So it's been a challenge. The district, I think, is hesitant to move forward until they receive more guidance from the federal government. So let me just quickly move through the last few slides because I'm running out of time. But menu implementation has been really key to this process. Let me talk about three key areas the district has been moving forward on to make this menu successful within the school district. The district launched in August with support from the CPPW, the Renew Initiative, as well as the district's category food supply partners, their I'm In campaign, which is about changing the perceptions of food service program. This is a five-year partnership with the categorical food supply partners. We hired a PR firm that helped launch this effort with the district and push this message out within the district. And there's a whole host of activities that are going to occur over the next 5 years. We're currently working on parent cafeteria nights, which will bring together thousands of parents to cafeterias across the district to taste the new menu products and to link them with the cafeteria. A lot of these parents have never been to the cafeteria. They don't know what their kids are eating. So this is a real key opportunity for the district to showcase their program as well as share recipes that they actually can cook at home that are healthy. A couple other areas, promotional materials, and I actually have these up front if you want to look at them at the end of my presentation. The district has pulled together these recipe trading cards, which I think are really cool, and they showcase the new menu products, and on the back of the cards, they showcase the nutritional information so kids know how many calories are in the foods they're eating and what's the sodium levels. And then this is an example of the signage the district is going to be implementing in all 769 cafeterias, promoting fresh fruits and vegetables. And then with support from the California Food Policy Advocates and the Urban Environmental Policy Institute, we launched a cafeteria stop wellness initiative, which emphasized health and wellness. It's very key that you train your staff about wellness components so they can teach the kids about why it's important to eat fruits and vegetables and healthy food products. Our first training was last month on Rethink Your Drink around sugar, sweet, and beverages. And we'll have a host of other trainings around exercise, as well as My Plate and keeping a healthy pantry. And then the last thing I wanted to quickly talk about was our Renew evaluation efforts. We are currently in the process of advancing a pretty extensive evaluation of the menu changes. I'm just going to quickly cover these. We are contracting with a local university to conduct a plate waste study, which will look at fruits and vegetable plate waste. We'll be having the university do observations within two schools. Internally, our staff, actually, who's one of them is here, our Renew evaluation staff, is actually conducting an extensive nutritional analysis of the prior year's menu in relation to the current year's menu, and where are we meeting the IOM recommendations, and then we'll also be reviewing production records. So to conclude, I just wanted to share that, LUSD's menu changes and the prospective adoption of this nutrition policy holds promise to impact hundreds of thousands of students as well as parents in LA County. These are some of the key facilitators that I wanted to share as far as lessons learned. It's very critical for your team to be health-centered, and the success is really because LAUSD has been the visionary and the champion. There's a key policy window. That's very important. Jamie Oliver brought a lot of visibility to the district. First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign was also critical in this effort. And probably the most important piece to this work is the collaboration with community partners and our categorical food partners. Challenges and barriers. Cost. The district is estimating that the changes in this food are going to be approximately $30 to $50 million in addition to the district. So this is going to be a conversation as we move forward. student participation, has it dropped? So the district will be looking to see if the new menu changes will be affecting participation. Acceptance of the new items, training, consistency of meal preparation, and of course the final rule around the school meal nutrition standards. Transition from an environment that's been typically fast food to items that are completely new to students is going to be a challenge. But with levels of obesity and with levels of diabetes in LA County, change is crucial. And schools have the real opportunity to instill healthy nutrition concepts early, and policy is going to get us there. So I wanted to give you a couple examples of key resources in our community. We have a Renew School Meals blog. If you're interested in learning more about LA County's Renew Initiative and our partners, and there's a whole host of resources on school nutrition in there. LUSD's website, and then this is our Renew's website, Choose Health LA, and this is my contact information. And please feel free to contact me, and I can share any of these toolkits and resources and signage with you via email or give you a quick call. Thanks so much.